You know that feeling when you're number 6 for departure and ground says expect a 30-minute delay? Now imagine that wait. But it's for a mechanic to sign off your aircraft, or a fueler to top off your tanks, or a ramp agent to push you back. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about a workforce problem that was already keeping airline executives up at night, and why recent immigration enforcement is making it measurably worse. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know. Aviation in the United States has a labor shortage. That is not new. What is new is the speed at which that shortage is deepening. And one of the accelerants is tighter immigration enforcement under the current administration. Let me give you the landscape first. The industry needs mechanics, ramp workers, fuelers, cabin cleaners, caterers, baggage handlers, and ground operations staff. These are the people who make the system function between the time you park at the gate and the time you push back again. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has projected a need for tens of thousands of additional aircraft mechanics and service technicians over the next decade just to keep pace with retirements and fleet growth. And that is before you talk about the ground ops side, where turnover rates at major airports routinely exceed 50% annually. Now layer on top of that, a significant tightening of immigration policy. We are seeing increased worksite enforcement actions, a reduction in certain visa categories, and a general chilling effect on immigrant labor participation in industries that have historically depended on it. Aviation ground operations is one of those industries. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. This is not just about airlines, this is about the entire airport ecosystem. The companies that handle your bags, that cater the galley, that clean the lavs between turns, many of them rely on a workforce that includes significant numbers of immigrants, both documented workers on various visa programs, and, frankly, workers whose status may be uncertain. When enforcement ramps up, two things happen simultaneously. Workers who are directly affected leave or are removed from the workforce. And workers who are legally present but fear scrutiny also pull back. They move to less visible industries. They relocate. They stop showing up. The result is a contraction in available labor at airports that were already struggling to staff up. Let me connect this to what you actually see on the ramp and in the terminal. Airlines have been consolidating ground handling operations for years, outsourcing to companies like Swissport, Menzies, and Worldwide Flight Services. These contractors operate on thin margins and depend on being able to recruit and retain large numbers of entry-level workers quickly. When the labor pool shrinks, they cannot staff shifts. When they cannot staff shifts, your aircraft sits. Flights delay, bags miss connections, de-icing queues stretch, catering gets shorted. If you fly out of major hub airports, you have probably already noticed this. Longer turn times, more ground delays attributed to crew or operational reasons that are really staffing reasons. This is not hypothetical. This is happening now. For the general aviation side, the impact is less direct, but still real. The mechanic shortage affects GA, arguably more than it affects the airlines. Airlines can raise pay and pull talent. Your local repair station, the one with 3 mechanics and a waiting list that stretches into next quarter, cannot compete on wages with a regional carrier offering signing bonuses. When the overall pool of available maintenance talent shrinks, GA shops feel it first and feel it worst. There is also a pipeline issue worth understanding. Aviation maintenance training programs have seen enrollment growth in recent years, which is encouraging, but a meaningful number of students in those programs are immigrants or children of immigrants who chose aviation as a path to a skilled trade career. Uncertainty about immigration status, about work authorization renewals, about whether a family member might face enforcement action, all of that creates friction in the pipeline. Some prospective students choose other fields. Some current students do not complete their programs. The effect is cumulative and it compounds over years. Now, I want to be precise here. This is not a segment about whether immigration enforcement is right or wrong. That is a political question and it is not my lane. What I can tell you is what the operational effect is. And the operational effect is measurable. Airlines for America, the trade group representing major carriers, has flagged workforce availability as a top concern. Airport operators have reported difficulty filling ground operations contracts, and the Regional Airline Association has been vocal about the mechanic shortage specifically, noting that some regional carriers have had to park aircraft not for lack of passengers, but for lack of qualified maintenance personnel to keep them airworthy. This affects you if you're a passenger, obviously, but it also affects you if you're a pilot, a flight school operator, or an aircraft owner. Fewer mechanics means longer wait times for annuals, for repairs, for STCs. It means higher labor rates, as shops raise prices to retain the talent they have. It means some shops close entirely because the owner mechanic retires and there is no one to take over. There is a broader question here about how the aviation industry adapts. Some carriers are investing heavily in automation for ground operations, autonomous tugs, robotic baggage systems, automated cleaning equipment, but that technology is expensive. It is years from widespread deployment, and it does not solve the mechanic shortage at all. You cannot automate a compression check. Others are pushing for targeted visa programs, specifically for aviation maintenance workers. There have been proposals to create a dedicated visa category or to expand existing programs like the H-2B to better serve airport ground operations. Whether any of that gains traction in the current political environment is an open question. What is not an open question is the math. The industry needs more workers than it can currently find. Retirements are accelerating. Training pipelines are not keeping pace. And immigration enforcement is removing one source of labor without replacing it with another. For those of you who own aircraft or manage flight departments, the practical advice is straightforward. Build relationships with your maintenance providers. Do not wait until something breaks to get on their schedule. Plan your annuals and inspections well ahead, and if you find a good shop, be loyal to them, because they are going to have options about whose work they take on. For those of you who fly commercially, expect continued operational friction at major airports, particularly during peak travel periods when staffing gaps become most visible. Ground delays attributed to operational reasons will likely increase, not decrease, over the coming year. This is one of those stories that does not have a dramatic single event at its center. There is no accident to investigate, no regulation to decode. It is a slow squeeze on a system that was already running thin, but the cumulative effect on how we all fly, whether we are in the left seat of a Cessna 172 or seat 14 Charlie on a regional jet, is real and it is growing. Reporting on this today draws from coverage by Simple Flying, and it is worth reading their full analysis if you want the deeper numbers. That is ATIS for today, more at RadioHanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.